Can you explain to us a bit about the concept of contemporary classical music? A bit about the Zephyr Quartet's work.
Yeah, sure. So Zephyr Quartet, we're all classically trained musicians, and we are a classic string quartet lineup, but we really enjoy working in a more contemporary setting. So I guess all we mean by that is we're trying to bring our music to a wider range of people. We're taking it out of concert halls. We take it into pubs. And we also all write music. So we sort of operate a little bit more like a band, a traditional kind of band in that sense. All four of us are composers. We write things for the quartet. We play them to people. That's pretty much how it goes.
How did you all come together in the first place?
Well, the quartet actually started quite a while ago, almost 20 years ago. We have our cellist, Hilary, is a founding member of that quartet. Then the rest of us have sort of joined through the years. But the current lineup's been together for about five. But Belinda and I, the violinists, we've also been in it for it's about 13, 14 years now ourselves. So it's pretty long-standing relationship musically for us, yeah.
You recently performed your show Cult Classics. That was part of the Adelaide Fringe. How did that go?
That was great fun. Cult Classics is our pop songs show. So we look at contemporary music from the last kind of 50-odd years, and we look at hits and misses from that. So we had some Katy Perry alongside some Queen in that show. Really one extreme to the other. It was very fun.
Is the festival season a great time for contemporary classical musicians? It's a bit of a different genre and different sound.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think everyone's up for trying things during the festival season, and that's a really wonderful thing. So you get, you know, audiences are just willing to go out and try something new, and that works for us definitely.
Now, you're here to tell us about the new release, Aspirations. And interestingly enough, this was composed for a new play, I understand.
Yeah, that's right. So this music comes from a production by Brink Productions called The Aspirations of Days Morrow, which itself is an adaptation of a Patrick White short story. And that was performed for the first time in 2015 at the Space Theatre in Adelaide Festival Centre. And it's just beginning a touring life this year. So we're about to take it to a few cities around Australia and also overseas, which is very exciting. And for this, we were asked to write the music and also perform in the show, which is a really beautiful and really excellent experience that we all enjoy very much. And I think something that's kind of unique about it is that all four of us wrote. So it wasn't just one composer and then the quartet playing the music of that composer. It was all four of us. And that was a really interesting and really exciting way to work that we all found very rewarding.
How did you get involved in composing for a play?
So in this case, Hilary, our cellist, she had worked a number of times with Brink Productions as a composer and was approached again, and this time was approached with the idea that it would be Zephyr playing in the performance, and she suggested, let's give it a go writing as all four of us, and managed to convince the director that that was a good idea. And we think it was, because it was really fun. We're very pleased with the results, and we now have this CD that we are launching on Sunday to show the world what we've been doing behind the scenes.
What sort of atmosphere or tone are you looking to strike with the album?
Oh, that's a really interesting question. There's a range of atmospheres that come through the writing of that story that ultimately influenced our writing when we were writing these pieces for the play and then turning them into standalone works. The Patrick White short story is called Down at the Dump, and it is set in a rubbish dump in a small Australian town. So it's a very, it does have some sort of very strong Australian feelings. And some of the tracks that we've got there, the first one, which I think we're going to hear at the end of this interview, is called Driving, and that sort of takes the picture of the endless straight line drives that you get in the middle of our country, and that sort of relentless push through that. And there's a range. There's definitely a lot of hope. There's a lot of there's some sorrow in there as well. But as you might expect from a good theatrical production, you get taken on a bit of a journey, and we hope that the album does that as well.
I'm speaking with Emily Tulloch from contemporary classical bowed string group Zephyr Quartet. You would supposedly draw a lot from classical music, but where do some of your modern inspirations come from?
Oh, look, I think we're all we all have a great range of influences musically. I mean, I listen to a whole range of things from, you know, hip-hop to punk. Yeah, it's really, I mean, not that I think you'll find that comes through terribly much in these exact works in this one, but there are some other great sort of contemporary string and classical composers, people like Johan Johansson, who sadly passed away quite recently, but he was a he is a brilliant composer, and some of the tones that he uses are some things that come through, I think, in some of our work. Or, you know, there's a huge range of influences across all of us.
You're usually on the violin. Do you ever get to sort of diverge from that instrument?
No, I'm very limited in my abilities. I dabble with the viola, which is very similar, but apart from that, no, not at all.
So as an Adelaide-based group, we've discussed the festival season being a fun time for you, but do you find there to be a vibrant scene for contemporary classical music here around the year?
Yeah, I think... Look, we've found Adelaide to be a really great place to live and make music, and we feel very lucky that we've been able to do that here. And I mean, it's certainly not without a great deal of hard work. I don't want to suggest that luck is all that there is in it, but there is a willing audience in Adelaide, I think, that want to see things and that want to give things a go. And I think that's a really that's something that comes across really strongly to me as a performer here and working across lots of different organisations that work with performing arts. I think we have a great place here, and yeah, people want to see things.
So aside from the Aspirations tour, what else do you have coming up for 2018 in the future?
We have a busy year. There's another show that we're currently touring with, which is with the Australian Dance Theatre. We were lucky enough to take that to Amsterdam about a month ago. That's called Beginning of Nature. It's really beautiful show that we're very happy, very lucky to be part of. So we're doing a little bit more touring with that this year as well. We're also reprising a show of ours called Between Light at the Adelaide Festival Centre towards the end of the year, which is a work that combines commissioned works by contemporary jazz composers for string quartet with lighting. So lighting states, various lighting states and designs, different lighting situations for each piece of music. And it's a show that we're really proud of and really excited to bring back.
So when and where can we catch Zephyr Quartet this weekend?
So this weekend, come back to the present, we are launching Aspirations, our CD, at La Boheme. We have two performances on this Sunday, the 8th, at 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. La Boheme on Grote Street.
Well, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning, Emily.
Thanks so much.